shaped itself to my posterior.
The log in question tripped me. I got back onto my feet and said, "I'm listening."
"Sit. This will take a while."
"Leave out the begats," which was a Jakuri Vedna colloquialism having to do with difficulties memorizing scripture, which you have to do as a child. I meant, don't bother telling me whose fault it was, and why they're such bloody villains for it. Just tell me what happened.
Asking a storyteller not to embellish is like asking a fish to give up water.
I do have to go to work tomorrow.
As you will. You are aware, are you not, that the free companies of Katovar and the roving bands of stranglers who murder for the glory of Kina share a common ancestry?
There's enough suggestion in our recent annals to allow for that interpretation, I admitted. Caution seemed indicated.
My place among the Nyuengbo would correspond roughly with yours as analyst of the Black Company. It includes, as well, the role of the priest in the Strangler Band, whose secondary obligation is to maintain a sound oral history of the band. Over the centuries, the Tug have lost their respect for education.
My own studies suggested that a great deal of evolution had taken place in my company during those same centuries, probably a lot more than had been the case with the Deceiver Bands. They had stayed inside one culture that had not changed a lot. Meanwhile, the Black Company kept moving into stranger and stranger lands, old soldiers being replaced by young foreigners who had no connection with the past and no idea that Katovar even existed. Doge seemed to echo my thoughts.
The Strangler Bands are pale imitations of the original Free Companies. The Black Company retains the name and some of the memories, but you're philosophically much farther from the original than the Deceivers are. Your band is ignorant of its true antecedents, and has been kept that way willfully, mainly through the manipulations of the goddess Kina, but also, to a lesser extent, by others who didn't want your company to become what it had been in another time.
I waited. He did not volunteer to explain. Doge was difficult that way. He did, I suppose, do something that was even harder for him. He told the truth about his own people.
Nyuengbo are the almost pure-blooded descendants of the people of one of the Free Companies. One that chose not to go back.
But the Black Company is supposed to be the only one that didn't go back. The annals say,
they tell you only what those who recorded them knew. My ancestors arrived here after the Black Company finished laying the land to waste and moved on north, already having lost sight of its divine mission, deserting in its own way through ignorance of what it was supposed to be. By then it was already 3 generations old, and had made no effort to maintain the purity of its blood. It had just fought the war, which is the first that your analysts remember, and was almost completely destroyed. That seems to be the fate of the Black Company, to be reduced to a handful, then to reconstitute itself, again and again, losing something of its previous self each time.
And the fate of your company? I noted that he did not mention a name. No matter, really. No name would mean anything to me.
To sink ever deeper into ignorance itself. I know the truth. I know the secrets and the old ways. But I am the last.